In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Dear saints, I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. We especially consider portions of the gospel text today. I'll read a section again. Jesus, lifting up his eyes, seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we going to buy bread that these people may eat?" He said this to test him, for Jesus himself knew what he would do. Jesus himself knew what he was going to do. Jesus was testing Philip. So, dear saints, what tests are you going through right now? I nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever. That is true. That is absolutely true, whether you feel that or not, whether you think that or not. It is God's promise to you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so what tests are you going through that makes you want to say, are you sure? What makes you want to respond like Philip? 200 worth of denarii worth of bread would not even be enough for them just to get a little. Or like Andrew, well, here's 5 loaves and 2 fish, but what is that for so many? Or like the people of Israel, come on, Moses, you and God brought us out of here in this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. A test is given in part to see how much you've learned. To see what exactly do you remember? How well have you paid attention? Philip was tested. He sees a massive crowd and with very little food. Jesus says, "Where are we to buy bread that these people may eat?" St. Mark records that Jesus said to the disciples, "You give them something to eat." So what has Philip learned thus far? He's tested, and he fails, by the way. He despairs. And the crowd is tested afterward, too, to see what they will believe after Jesus feeds them. And they fail, by the way. They try and make Jesus their king because he's going to be the type of king that will make them rich. Because he's going to be the type of king that will stock their fridges and make their tables full of the best food. And he's never going to allow sickness or injury or trials or suffering to come their way. Because with him as their king, they'll have the best cars and the best houses and no one threatening them. All of their enemies will be defeated. The sky is the limit with Jesus as their king. All they have to do is name it to claim it. And they think that they see their biggest need and that Jesus is there to meet that biggest need. That is a constant test that we are always going through, to realize what we actually need. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. Jesus has to retreat, lest they take him by force. So, those tests of yours, how much have you learned from Jesus and who he is for you, and what he has done for you? What exactly do you remember from this Lord who promises that he is your shepherd, you shall not want? How much have you paid attention when you were singing, "I nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever"? And as you and I realize how often we fail this test, it is so important for you to hear, Jesus himself knew what he was going to do. He knows what he's going to do. When Jesus says, where are we to buy bread? Or according to St. Mark, you give them something to eat. It is a test to see if Philip and the disciples have learned, if they remember who Jesus was, if they've paid attention to who Jesus was. What a wonderful test for them to know that they can't feed this crowd. They don't have enough. They aren't enough. But to also confess that the Lord is their shepherd and the Lord is the crowd's shepherd and he is with them. It is a wonderful opportunity for them to pray something like this, a part of the prayer of the day that we had for today. You receive us as your children and provide for all of our needs of body and of soul. Philip could have said that. Philip could have prayed that. It is a wonderful opportunity for Philip when he hears from Jesus, you give them something to eat, to put it back on Jesus, to confess, well, you, Jesus, you are the Lord. You are the Christ. You, Jesus, you do something. You can, I can't. You're merciful. I'm tempted toward despair. If you want to, you can. And if you want to use me, I'm willing. I'm willing. Just order my steps, and I'll do your blessed will. But you're going to have to be the one that feeds them, Jesus. Scripture tells the story of Judas, that after Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, Judas knew he had sinned. He ran back to the chief priests and the elders, and he said, I have betrayed innocent blood, and he throws the money back at them. And they do the absolute worst thing that a pastor can do. They respond, what is that to us? See to it yourself. Judas was bearing a heavy load. He confessed his sin. He knew he had done wrong. He knew he had betrayed innocent blood. He was bearing a heavy load, and he confessed it, and then the heavy load was put right back on him. See to it yourself, Judas. We don't care. And Judas despairs and ultimately hangs himself. That is not what you are here to hear. You are absolutely not here to hear Jesus say, see to it yourself. You are not here to bring heavy loads of suffering and trouble, as well as a boatload of guilt and shame and failures of the test, so you can hear, what is that to God? See to it yourself. But you are here to hear about a Jesus who bore your guilt and bore your failures, and bore your shame on a cross. What is that to God? He loves you so much, he saw to it himself. And he who himself knew what he was going to do, knows what he's going to do still. When you and Philip need to hear is about a Savior who knew what he was going to do. What you need to hear is that you and I fail the test so often, but that doesn't change that Jesus doesn't fail us. That doesn't change that he is your shepherd king, and you shall not want for all of the things needed for your body and for your soul. That doesn't change that Jesus passed the test of not being made the king the day he fed 5,000, but was crowned king the day he refused to drink as he hung upon a cross for you, all so that he can feed you with a food that doesn't perish and a drink that after you drink it, you'll never be thirsty again. You come with a boatload of question and he gives you to say, I nothing lack if I am his and he is mine forever. You come. So often not passing the tests. And he comes to restore your soul and to bring you back into faith and trust in the true King, in his kingdom, his reign that will have no end. And though you are not told, see to it yourself, you are told in essence, you give them something to eat. You have neighbors to love. You have places of work you go back to. You have homes in which you dwell. You have a church. Where are we going to buy bread? Well, let's remember who's in the we. It's Jesus who's with us. And Jesus can also use you, too. He who took 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed thousands can continue to use you to be merciful and to forgive and to love and to show patience. He can use you too. That's a constant test for us. But he can. He uses 5 loaves and 2 fish. He can certainly use you too. Learn that again. Pay attention to that again. And don't ever forget it. Jesus himself knows what he's going to do. In Jesus' name, amen.